Hey, it's been a while. So go ahead and give your mans the HBO special. You know what the HBO special is? Help a brother out. Go ahead and leave a 5-star rating in review. While you doing that, I'm going to get to these sponsors and also enjoy the show. Create like a god. Being an artist is dead. Yes, I say it. Just being an artist is dead in this day of age. That's why you need to become the artist. The secret strategy of monetizing your skills, your artwork, as an artist by thinking like an entrepreneur to increase commissions, marketing, and branding yourself as an artist to stand out. Okay? Being an artist is dead. So I'm going to show you how you can monetize your skills and your artwork so you can go through sales, learning sales, marketing, branding, closing the deals, gain more commissions, and you as an artist to stand out amongst the other artists is not going to do things that you're are willing to do, that artists are not willing to do, other artists are not willing to do. Make sure you go ahead and go to artistpreneurs.com. That way you can register for my master class, and I'm going to show you how you can be an artistpreneur that is thriving, not just an artist who is not making any money. I'm gonna show you how you're gonna make some money as an artist and make a living as an artist, and that way you can stand out amongst the other artists. I'm gonna show you that. So make sure you go ahead and go to artistpreneurs.com or winningartists.com, which is winning with the one, winningartists.com. That's with the one, with the I, W-1-N-N-I-N-G. So there's two links to that. So make sure you go ahead and go to those links. And I will see you inside. Register for the Artistpreneur Master Class. See you inside. Yo, 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 what is up? What's up? You tuning into the podcast to expand your creativity, imagination, and innovation. Everything is created twice. First in the mind, then it becomes reality. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. Creativity, imagination, and being innovative takes being bold, courageous, authentic, and having the courage. And staying consistent, keeping up the momentum, even though the success keeps showing up, even though the success, the creation has not became physical reality just yet. You keep doing it because you know that the richest place, the richest, most fertilizing real estate on this planet is the graveyard where dreams and goals die along with you because you did not have the courage to pursue them. In this podcast, we're here to give you the philosophy. The philosophy of creativity, the philosophy of imagination, innovation, and helping you unlock the God within you. This is your host, Jaron Mitchell, Jaron W. Mitchell, Jaron Winning Mitchell of the Create Like a God podcast. Welcome to today's show today. Welcome to 2021. And today's topic I want to be talking about today is the 12 laws of karma. Okay, yes, 12 laws of karma. Many of you may not believe in karma, but this law is also the cause and effect and also reap and sow. Okay, it's the same exact law in the Bible. I've been talking a lot about the Bible. Okay, the Bible has so much wisdom, man. It has so much wisdom. What I'm doing is a different way of thinking, and I may have to actually critique my own and see how I can make my own this philosophy better and a better way to understand and to get my thoughts and what I got to organize it and what I think and come up with. But this also has to do with creation, okay? If you guys are new to this show and thinking, oh, does this have to do with artwork, anything like that? Or because I as an artist and everything, I mean, my artist and stuff is that as well. Do 2D, 3D animation. And art, 3D art, is that, man, like, we literally are creators of our own reality. And the 12 laws of karma, which this is going to be basically it is cause and effect, the law of reap and sow. You reap what you sow, okay? It's the same exact thing in the Bible. Some people, I've been looking up, doing some research. Some people saying it's different from any other type of these other religions, but it's the same thing. Even though I think Hindu and Buddhism talked about reincarnation, okay? And I actually, this of 2020, I actually got into some books. It just changed my whole perspective, the way I think, And this has to deal with Dolores Cannon books, okay? So some of her books, and this stuff makes sense, okay? So, and I did, there's some other stuff with kids actually having past lives and stuff like that. I know this ain't, I ain't talking about this today's topic, even though I came up with create like a God as being create like a God is the mind, temple of God is the body, and the spirit of God is the soul. We're talking about a lot of spirituality, and I believe that creation is some type of spiritual, something spiritual. That's something that I believe in. So that's the reason why we're going to be talking about this, because this is a whole different perspective and stuff from the Bible I've been talking about recently. But the 12 laws of karma is something with karma. It's something that we can use this to help what we want to create, okay? Which I will talk, this basically what I'm talking about is which one of the laws we're going to get to in a moment talks about what I'm doing, basically what I'm doing is, and you have to take action on, over you to create, you got to take action. God made actions and took actions to create the universe, to create planets and stars. Even though some people believe God and universe is pretty similar, I believe that God is something separate from the universe, or is just a piece. The universe is just a piece of God, which is we all made up of energy, and something had to create the universe. Okay, we live in some intelligence, or you can call it infinite intelligence. Okay, you don't have to say God, but infinite. Napoleon Hill calls it infinite intelligence, and infinite intelligence is at work. The laws of the universe, God, the universe, and nature wants you guys to win. But anyways, let's go ahead and get to these topics today. With these 12 laws of karma, if you don't know what karma is, it is if you want to cause to have a good effect, you need to evaluate the intentions in your actions so that you can cultivate the positive results you want. Okay, now you may or may not believe in karma, which, yeah, you may not believe in karma, but nonetheless, there are some fundamental principles in the word of wisdom that you can take away from this list, the list of the 12 karmas, okay? The 12, these are laws of the universe, okay? Mastering the 12 laws of karma will prove very useful to use in the question of fulfillment and allow you to live a life of impact, okay? These basically the law of we reap what we sow. It works. It's karma. It's the same thing. Karma is energy. Okay. Actually, let me go ahead. Let me see. What does karma mean? Karma. Oh, never mind. Hold on. That's the wrong. I didn't have the meaning of it on here. Let's go ahead and put this. Karma. Yeah, it says Hindu and Buddhism, a sum of a person's action in its previous states of existence, viewed deciding their fate and future existence. Okay, this is something with karma, and basically the origin of this word, which is karman, action, effect, state. So whatever the actions that we take, the actions that we're doing now will be our future, will be our fate, okay? Like I said, we are the co-creators of our own reality, co-gods of our own reality. And I'm going to get more into, like, why, if you look, actually, I cannot get, actually, if you look into, like, if you read stories of, like, you could say, like, any type of mythologies, like Egyptian mythology, Greek mythology, all the Norse mythology and all this, just recognize how the deities in the stories act. They act exactly like, they almost act exactly like humans, man. Like, we literally fight among each other. You know, some of their ego is freaking huge. Ego is huge. It's kind of similar, man. Like, to me, I look at it as, like, we similar. Like, in a way, like, I'm going to read more of this, me listening to these stories, like, and some of these goddesses, like gods and goddesses, was putting curses on people, like, you know, curse, you know, curses is a sin, like, you cursing on people. I'm looking at it a different way, but like, if you look at it, like, Zeus, you know, Zeus was sleeping with a whole bunch of different mortal women and stuff like that. He became a player, a womanizer and stuff, and there's actually human beings that actually are like that. So I'm not down or anything like that. It's just more of I look reading these stories and I realize that these deities, somebody in this story, act almost like humans. Like literally, they almost act exactly like humans. They fight among each other. You got brothers fighting among each other. You got brothers on here. We fight among each other. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's similarities. But that's going, and I'm digressing with that. So let's go ahead and talk about the karma. So karma, which is from Google's definition, the sum of the person's actions in the previous states of existence, viewed or deciding their fate in their future existence. So the actions that you're taking now is actually your desire. You're creating your own fate. You're creating your own destiny by the actions that you take today. If you take nothing today, your actions are going to be the actions that you take today and led on to the future, which is compound. It's called the compound effect. Your compounding thing is going to be, which is you reap what you sow, is going to lead to what you have in the future. Okay, if you keep making bad decisions, you're going to get bad decisions. Your future going to not very be great. And some people, we do make bad decisions. I have made bad decisions in my life, but not bad decisions where it's actually having affected me, put myself from my freedom. So a lot of people, some people have done that, which is sad to hear. But, you know, we're here on this podcast. We are co-creators of our own reality. We accept. We take no excuses. We're not the victim. We're responsible of everything that we do. And if anything goes wrong with the podcast, you don't see no episodes popping up, it's because it is my fault. It has nothing to do with anything else around me. It's just because I'm not doing the work. That is something I got to say on that, okay? So that's what karma is. And let's go ahead and look up reap and sow, actually. Actually, let's look up cause and effect. Cause and effect, which I'm looking at through my iPad right now. Oh, cause and effect. Actually, let's go ahead and reap and sow. So, meaning will be. Go ahead and look that up. So reap and sow. Reap is gathering crops and sow a plant of seed, which as our human mind, we actually is like reaping, okay? It's like we're planting seeds and we're gathering up stuff. And throughout the verses in the Bible, sowing is used as a metaphor for one's action in reaping the results of one's sowing is used as a metaphor as one's action and reap for the result of those actions. Okay. It's the same thing with, you could say with karma right here. Some of the person's action in a previous state in existence view deciding their fate. And dharma, if you look up a dharma is more of the purpose of what you're basically, your dharma is purpose. But let's go ahead and get to these points, which is point number one, today's topic, which is the 12 laws of karma. And the first law right here is the great law, also known as the law of cause and effect. Okay, that's what this law is, the cause and effect. The great law is what comes to mind for many people when consider what karma means, and state what that whatever thoughts or energy we put out, we give back, good or bad. Okay, good or bad. Okay, so if we keep doing, say we keep stealing, you know, someone that keeps stealing, they're going to build something or stealing or doing some other bad stuff, and they will sooner or later, they will going to get caught for their bad deeds. Okay. Whatever you're doing now, whatever the actions that you take, you're sowing, you know, you're reaping what you're sowing. So every day you're putting in the habit, your habits that you're building up every day, you're working on it. Every day you have some creation. Every day you work on your drawing skills. Every day you put in podcast episodes, you're doing it every single day. Sooner or later, you will get the results. You don't get the results, you're going to have to like do some, it's some feedback. Like I'm saying, some feedback, adjust and make sure you got to do the right. You got to do it the right way. If you do it the wrong way, you're going to have to change the habit of doing the wrong way. Like if you keep shooting the shots, like jump shots, right? You keep shooting jump shots, and you're shooting it the wrong way, it will affect, you're going to have to change that habit into a certain way. But it doesn't matter, good or bad, the great law, cause and effect, that's even in the state of whatever thoughts or energy that we put out, our thoughts,
That goes with our thoughts. That goes with our dreams and goals. We got to keep cultivating, keep coming through our dreams, keep coming through the vision that we see, okay? Point number two, which today's topic, which is the 12 laws of karma. The point number two, which I'll talk about it this mostly with this podcast, is the law of creation. The law of creation is all about creating. Exactly, creating. You don't just wait for good things magically happen in your life. You have to actively go out there and make things happen. Make shit happen. Okay, you got to actually do something. You can't just sit there and wait. This ain't some people thought of looking up the secret, the laws of attraction, say, oh, okay, I'm just going to sit here, wait, let it come to me. No, you got to go out and do it. Have faith, detach from the outcome, but have faith that it's going to come. Visualize yourself being there as well. But you got to take action. Create like a God. God created, you could look at God made, took action to create the universe. He said, let there be light, and boom. I look at it as in my imagination, boom, there was a universe, Big Bang, boom, universe was formed, stars, you know, in the way it says in six days, God created the heavens and the earth. But I think, there's no such thing as time. I'll say time, past and future is only thing is in the now. It's basically in the now. So it could have just happened right now, like literally like boom, boom, like right now, like, but it takes, with us is a little different as being human beings. So we got to make things happen for ourselves. Create like a God is a verb. Creating is a verb. Okay. Creating is a verb. We must create. We must cultivate. We must, create and make some stuff happen. You know, and let things, I say let things happen. Things doesn't happen. No, it's something I've seen. People say don't make things happen. We let things happen or something like that. You know, you got to go out and do it. The 80-20 rule, the Pareto's law. Okay. So 20% of the result. No, I think it's like 20% of what you do leads to 80% of the results. Okay. So that's what we got to do. Point number three, today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma, which is the law of humility. In order to change something in your life, you first have to accept what currently exists. That means that is the premise of the law of humility, which is where are you currently right now? What currently exists? This is known as, I look at it as, I said, the red pill, basically truth. This is where you hit like, whoa, this is truth. Basically, you just got hit with the red pill, which just actually I learned of 2020, there's actually a thing called the red pill community where they talk about human relationship dynamics between male and female, and pretty much that it gives the reality that we live in, like how we live into a blue pill world, and mostly stuff like Disney, most of our media, and most women that talk, I can say most women are, you know, how they live nowadays, why relationships somewhat ain't working out and stuff like that. Is because what we've been fed over the years. And yeah, when I first figured this out, I was pissed. Like, I was literally mad, upset. Like, man, I've been growing up lied to. I was really angry. Like, they call it red pill rage. It didn't last long. But this is basically a hard pill to swallow, basically. If you look up red pill. But it, basically what this is talking about is basically using it as a metal. I think they're using it as a reference to make a better understanding about using the matrix with the red pill and blue pill and unplugging and stuff like that. And there's a lot of like media that portrays of how relationship work between men and women, and it's false. Disney, it's all false. All Disney talks about, and even with there's some stuff with, I think it was something about Mary too, which the book The Rational Male talked about it and certain things. But this, I know this has nothing to do with like, what does this have to do with, but basically what I'm saying is you have to accept, you have to take the red pill from the matrix and accept reality of where you are currently right at this point. In order to change something in your life, you first must accept what currently exists. So you must accept what's going on right now in your life. Okay, what currently exists right now in your life? You don't have great money. I gotta accept I don't have no money. I gotta accept I'm struggling with the money or whatever, okay? So you got to work on that, accept it, and look at ways how you can improve that. That's how I'm looking at this. And which goes to point number four, which today's topic, which is the law of karma. Point number four, the law of growth. As in name suggests, universal law of growth is about expanding, namely within ourselves. Okay, this is something within ourselves, expand of growth. So if you know where you're currently at right now, you know you need to grow and improve on it. You know where you at. You accept and you took the red pill. You got out. Now you out of the matrix. You got out of the matrix. Now you must proceed of growing, expanding within yourself, within yourself, your finances, whatever that it is. Okay. And point number five is today's topic, which is the law of karma, 12 laws of karma, which is point number five is the law of responsibility. The law of responsibility is about taking ownership for everything that happens in our lives, including not so good stuff. This is including, like I said, including the good stuff. I talked about this. This is what Create Like a God is about, man. We are co-gods of our own reality. We take blame for everything that we do. Even the bad stuff, we take blame for it. We take full responsibility of this, okay? So this is something we got to do. Take full responsibility of everything. You are this. And what I'm saying is, like, basically, you are the CEO of your company, right? You are basically the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Okay, this is basically the law of karma. You are the captain. You're the captain of your fate. Okay, you're the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Okay, so take responsibility, including not the good stuff. So if you have no money and you're like, dang, like, man, like, I don't have no money, don't blame all because this person messed me up. This person did this to me. This person did that to me. That's the reason why I'm in this position, because of this, this, and that. Hey, man, you gotta learn from it, but you gotta take full responsibility. It's my fault for actually trusting that person. If you're in a bad relationship and something happens, take full responsibility of it. Like, man, yeah, I shouldn't have dated this person. I shouldn't have dated this woman. I shouldn't have dated this man. I take full responsibility of this. Okay? Take full responsibility that everything that you do, you are the co-creator of your own reality, co-god of your own reality. And we do not point the fingers, no victim blaming over here. Point number six, today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma, which is the law of connection. The law of connection states that everything and everyone is connected in the same way. For example, Gray says that although you're in a past, the present, in the future, you may seem entirely different. They are still you. Everything you are experiencing has led to the next thing, and the things and all link up, and we're all connected to one another too. As we help teach, love, honor, respect ourselves, we do the same for others. Okay, the law, the connection is always there. We just have to observe and tune into it. Okay, we are all connected. We are all one. Okay, this is why I said every single one of us on this planet is co-gods. May not believe it. They may say, oh, no, you, Jared, you talking about an idol. You talking about worship. No, I ain't talking about no worship. I ain't talking about, hey, worship me, I'm a god. No, we are co-gods. We're nothing but an imitation, a reflection of God, okay? That's how I look at it, the creator, at our creator, okay? We're all connected to one. We're all connected to the source, our creator, God. We're all connected. That's how we can tune in with the law of vibration to get tuned into a certain frequency of the universe of God, or God. And we can tune in, and we can, and the universe just start handing stuff to us. Not just start handing us to it. It's going to test us. Okay, is this what he wants? Our subconscious mind going to be fighting like, no, I don't want this. I'm not comfortable with this. Blah, blah, blah. And we got to have to make our subconscious mind submit, because it's our subconscious mind. If we do not control our own mind, someone else will take control of it. Okay, we are all one. We are all connected to the same source. And that's how we can get these vibes and understanding of telepathy. Napoleon talks about this, the law of success, in his other books as well. So we all connected. We all connected. Okay. So respect, love, and treat one another good. And I'm going to be talking about this. We are, treat each other as kin. What I'm meaning is treat each other like family. Bruce Lee has a quote, in the heavens, where I'm probably going to butcher this quote, but we're in the heavens, we're all one family, which we are one family, the human race. Okay. The human race. There's no, to be honest with y'all, I don't believe there's racism. I don't believe there's such thing as racism. I believe there's probably like discrimination. I look at it as it's hate. Okay, we're all human beings. Every single one of us are human beings. Okay, certain way through the environment, through nature, a pigments of our skin change, and depending on our where we was born from, which is social heredity, which we was built up by our culture, our tribe, and where we at, and that's how we became, say, Americans, Africans, Asians, certain pieces of Asia, you know, or in Africa, different tribes and stuff. It's because of what we built up with our culture. I mean, with our tribes and stuff like that. Okay, so that's how I look at it as, and we all connected, man. So to me, I don't believe if anybody say, oh, that's racist, that's pure hate, man. That's just pure hate. I don't believe, oh yeah, that's a black man, that's a white man. There was nothing like that before America. There was nothing like that. From what I looked into when I've been doing research, there's nothing like that. Like literally, there's nothing like, oh, black. I never seen it. Really, you know, you had some like the Europeans fighting one another. They talked about French. They talked about, it was just more of the group of people or how they was built up in that nation. Even though that's called what they call it, discrimination and all that, but white, black, that was never a thing before. So I believe we're all human and we're all connected. We should treat ourselves as kin, treat these brothers as, treat ourselves as brothers and sisters, okay? So point number 7, which today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma. It's number 7, the law of force. Although some of us may came to be multitasked and including of everything at once also just slows us down, which I've talked about this before. The law of focus the law of focus states that you cannot put your energy towards two things simultaneously. You cannot chase two rabbits. You can't do two things at the same time. What we're doing is task switching, okay? Focus. That's one of our five forms of investment, which is a five form of investments, which is time, money, energy, focus, and attention. Okay, so you must focus and getting it done, and use the Pareto's law, the 80-20 rule. Do 20% of the effort leads to 80% of our results. Okay, focus, the law of focus. And we focus on what we create. We focus on what we put ourselves into. So if you focus on negativity, what's going to go bad? It's going to happen. Okay, you're going to focus on that instead of focusing on the good. Point number 8, today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma, which is the law of giving and hospitality. The law of karma is also about selflessness. By being given to others and practicing what you preach is about ensuring that you are not about saying and thinking good, but you may also walk the walk and follow those beliefs with actions. Let's say, for example, that you believe in donating in charity. So then the law of giving in hospitality states that when the opportunity to donate presents itself, you follow through and actually donate rather than simply advocating for it happening. Okay. You walked and walked, not just talking the talk. Giving in hospitality, you give. I think it's giving and receiving. That's like the universe will give back to you the more you give. This podcast, I'm giving to you guys. I'm giving you guys value. I'm giving you my opinions, my knowledge of things, the way I think. And hopefully I'm giving you guys value. I'm giving back. And this universe, the more I keep planting them seeds, I'm going to reap the harvest of what I've created over the years. The universe is going to give it back. God's going to give back to me. Okay, the more I keep doing this, the more I keep getting this, putting myself down and marketing myself. But beliefs, okay? Although that you also walk the walk, you also follow through beliefs with action. Like I said, you got to take action. Follow those beliefs with action. Give in hospitality and be hospitality. Hospitality. Give and be respectful to others, like being hospitality, which is like, you know, you work, you, if you're going to work, you know, some type of, you got to be with hospitality of working with people and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and get to the next point, which is today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma. Law number 9 is the law of here and the now. And I've talked about this, okay? The power of now. There's no such thing as future and the past. Everything is consists of now. Everything in time is now. You got to be in the present moment. But let's go ahead and get to this. As you can see, likely, guess the law here is now all about being present. Most of us live our lives thinking about the past and what we did wrong, playing that same old record in our mind. If we live in there, live in the here, in the now, atoning to what we are doing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and feeling, we won't be disconnected, and we are interconnected with others, meeting, eating in meals, watching TV, all that good stuff. You notice the energy is different in experience, engaged, and rewarding in the now. Okay, we must be in the now, in the present moment, and that's the only way we can create our future is the present, is the now. And the only way to improve from what we did in the past, which is we must correct those, correct what we're doing in the now. The now exists in the now, and you're basically, you don't want to play that bad movie. You go through a bad movie. Say for instance, you would not tell your friend, or you would not even watch a bad movie. Okay, if you go in and go to a theater and say, man, I don't even want to watch them. That movie was horrible, man. You're not gonna play that. So why are we ourselves replaying that bad movie within our mind? Why we keep replaying the bad memory within our own mind? Say, man, like, we keep replaying it. Like, we won't go back. So why are we playing? Why we won't go back to that movie? So why are we playing it in our own minds? We need to stop playing what's in that and within our own mind. Point number 10 today's topic, which is the 12 laws of karma, which is the law of change. You must find yourself experience the same situation over and over again. Okay, maybe you're attracting the same type of undesirable partners. You got to change. You got to do something. This was all talking about feedback. Get some feedback. What? I got to change something. Let's go ahead and let's make a difference. You don't want to change anything, okay? That is the law of change in action, okay? In the universe, way to nudge and to learn a lesson, the pattern will continue to repeat itself until you learn to experience and do something differently in order to evolve a better version of yourself and stop the vicious cycle. The problem is that so many people are thinking too much and not feeling enough. The change of pattern and the problem, we must be able to connect thoughts and feelings and proceed to adjust to make changes accordingly. We got to make some changes. Feedback. Okay, this is what I'm talking about, feedback. If Thomas Edison kept doing the same thing over and over again to perfect an electric light bulb, there will be no electric light bulb because he didn't learn. He did not learn from his feedback. Okay, it's something in your life that's not working. If you're not getting the women that you want, the women that you dated, the person that you want, if you're not getting the man that you want, that you're looking for, you must do some changes. You're going to have to, same thing with if you're doing some artwork, something ain't working out, or you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, that sanity is not going to work. Some with your finances can't go, this is something I have to deal with, is that I keep doing the same thing over and over. It's like, damn, I need to do something differently with my finances. Like, literally, like I keep doing the same thing over and over again, and I'm not making any change, so I have to do something differently. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the next point. Point number 11 today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma. Point number 11 is the law of patience and reward. This, we must be patient. We must be patient in what we're doing. Success cannot be microwavable. Your results, if you microwave your results, you're going to get a bad meal. And if you don't know this, if you microwave anything, like TV dinners or anything like that, the microwave is not good for you. It's not good for you. I think it's anti-inflammatory, but it inflames and all that. Like, it's not good. Microwaving stuff is not good. You get it up in the microwave, and it's like 3 minutes or whatever. But if you want to make a meal, you must get the recipes. Okay, you must actually wait for a moment, make for a few hours, get the pot, get the everything, and start boiling it and start putting the foods, different types of foods in. And you got to be patient. This is something we got to do. We got to be patient. Success cannot be microwave. Your creation, that what you're creating right now, cannot be microwavable. Okay, you got to keep doing it over and over again. Be patient. If you want to build a million dollar business, it will not happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, so law of patience and reward. This karmatic law initially translates to hard work pays off. Consistently work that is about showing up and doing the work and not giving up on your big goal, even when you don't see any progress made towards them quiet yet. So living in accordance to the karmic law, by knowing that achieving great things require time and perseverance. Time, perseverance, and persistence, not giving up, celebrating yourself, and savoring every little milestone you achieved along the journey. Okay, be patient. Start building up them small wins. You know, small things lead to big results. I believe is the book Atomic Habit, and I talked about the compound effect. Start doing compounding things. The same law applies in actually finances and stuff too. Compounding, and be patient. You know, be patient. And this is something that I had to deal with the problem. I wanted things right away. And my dad was telling me be patient, everything. I didn't listen. Now I understand, like, yeah, great time, great things take time, man. You gotta this podcast, and even with this podcast, I had to stay consistent on this, man. This podcast, everything else I'm doing, staying consistent, keep doing it, keep doing the hard work, even though the results has not arrived. And I talked about this sometimes in my opening, keep doing the work, even though the success, the creation has not arrived just yet. Okay, so keep taking them small wins, keep being patient, and them small habits will lead to big results. The small things can lead to big results. Okay. Even when you're working out, doing other things, working on your health and everything like that too as well. So let's get to point number 12, last point, which is today's topic, which is 12 laws of karma. Point number 12 is the law of significance and inspiration. Law of significance and inspiration tell us that we all have value to give, okay? End quote. With that, I'm actually giving you guys value right now. Every single day, I'm giving you guys value every single day, 7 days a week out of the year. Hopefully going on for this year, every single day, and getting ourselves there. Okay. Getting there, giving value. Okay. Giving value. And let's go ahead and continue. Our unique gifts are meant to be shared with the world and will make a positive impact. So no matter how seamlessly small and unimportant our contribution to the world may seem, it is important. Tap into karmatic law whenever you need to boost of motivation. But remember, you only get back what you put into something. Okay? Put in value. You get back what you put in. You must follow these 12 laws, man. And actually, me talking about this and me learning this is like, I have to apply it. I have to apply it among myself too, like with everything that I do. So if you want something that you want to do, whatever you want to boost, I don't say boost the motivation, because motivation got to do every single day. Something different, got to motivate yourself every day. And even though we don't feel like doing, we must end up doing it. Okay. So let's go ahead and recap today's topic, which is the 12 laws of karma. Point number one, the great law, which is the law of cause and effect, reap and sow. Number two, the law of creation. We must make things happen. The law of humility. Okay. Point number four, the law of growth. Point number five, the law of responsibility. Point number six, the law of connection. Point number seven, the law of focus. Point number eight, the law of giving and hospitality. Number nine, the law of here and now. Point number 10, the law of change. Point number 11, the law of patience and reward. And number 12, the law of significance and inspiration. Okay, so if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, make sure you go ahead, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that bell for notifications, so that way you can get any type of video that I'm giving out on my YouTube channel. If you're listening to on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave your mans a 5-star rating in review. Okay. And not even that, if you're listening to any type of podcast apps, I say, yeah, leave us a 5-star rating and review, but go ahead and go through Anchor. Make sure you download the app Anchor, follow the podcast, create like a guy. You can send me a voice memo, anything like that, if you want to be on to the show, okay? And also make sure you go ahead and go to the Patreon, patreon.com/JarenMitchell. So that way you can enter the Ram of the Gods and to help this podcast. It's not just going to be this podcast too. Anybody that subscribes, that becomes my patron, you will get everything that I'm giving out early. The podcast early. I'm probably going to get it once I record it and just put it out, okay? Early. Anything that goes into money is going to be any other like books, my artwork and everything that like that. We'll be getting, you'll be getting rewards, not just from this podcast, okay? Everything that, stuff that I do. And if you just want to contribute to the podcast, don't want to get these rewards, you can go to anchor.fm/JarenMitchell. And that's the sponsor of this episode, sponsor of this podcast. And you can go ahead and support your man, contribute, you see the contribute button, contribute to the Create Like a God podcast, but I suggest you go into the Patreon, so that way you can enter the realm of the gods and get some new gnarly free stuff, maybe get some stuff, Fall in the Son of Sin, people have never seen before, it comes out, and you guys will be the first ones to get any type of other creations, art books, personal development books that I create, and more stuff about this philosophy of create like a God, okay? So make sure, and also one thing, if you want to get learn how to work with me, learn how to make money online, learn what I do, you can take it takes 20 minutes. You can go to JarenWMitchell.com to get your free assessment, and we can go ahead and see if you qualify, and I can go ahead and talk to my mentor and get a 3-way call and get you started and learning what I do and see if you qualify and what I'm doing online, okay? So folks, it's not where we're at, it's where we come from. Always create like a God at JarenMitchell.com.
Do you want to support the Create Like a God podcast? There's two ways so far how you can support the Create Like a God podcast. Maybe you get onto a third and fourth. First thing you could do is where you can get all the rewards, the tiers, and everything like that will be my Patreon. That would be patreon.com/JarenMitchell. And you will get rewards and tiers depending on which one you get from them tiers to enter the realm of the gods. Okay, make sure you go ahead and do that. That's one way to support it. And second way you can support the Create Like a God podcast is becoming a contributor, a supporter for the podcast. The only backside about this, you would not be getting the rewards. We could probably talk about that, but you will not be getting rewards from the Patreon because it's two separate things, okay? But if you like to get more of the rewards, other rewards from my Patreon, you not would just get Create Like a God content rewards, you get other rewards and other stuff that I do as well, okay? And also, okay, with the becoming a contributor, you can go to anchor.fm/JarenMitchell, and when you go on my Anchor, you see listen now, you should be able to see a support button there. And you click on that and you'll be $9.99, $4.99, and it was actually 99 cents, that'll be a dollar, $4.99, and $9.99. And a third option that might be, make sure, I probably will open my store back up, who knows, you can also help by buying merch. I haven't got any merch or Create Like a God merch, but there's other merch and stuff that I got as well. But that's one way you can support the Create Like a God podcast. If you like some more merch, if you like some merch, if you like to wear some Create Like a God stuff, make sure you go ahead and email me, like the video, like and subscribe the podcast, and leave a 5-star rating and review, okay? And put the t-shirt in review, okay? Merch in review. Okay, and give you a 5-star rating and review. And those are the three options how you can support the Create Like a God podcast and become a contributor and become a patron. So that way you can enter the realm of the gods. And also, if you become a Patreon as well, you will be able to get my merch at a discount. Okay, so make sure you go ahead. That's why the best way is Patreon. Okay, so make sure you go ahead and go to patreon.com/JarenMitchell And those are the three ways how you can support the Create Like a God podcast. Okay, Create Like a God.